from Quality Radio Productions. It's another edition of Sounds from the Global Village, a musical trip around the world. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll begin our journey this time in Cuba as we turn to El Nene, whose real name is Pedro Lugo Martinez, a well-known son singer with a powerful but melancholy voice. We'll hear him with his band Son del Nene. This is a track from their album Mi Deseo. It's called Son a Yemaya.
Thank you. so farhatun ghazmavi amadi fard qafilo kaizu farhatun ghazmavi amadi fard qafilo gaderi roy tu diko yara bataya di gumanwe gaderi roy tu diko yara bataya di gumano bataya di gumanwe Shakali ki biasta um shachcho sauzei tutan hoste Ito shakali ki biasta um shachcho sauzei tutan hoste So ganu dol boshiko yara bataya di gumanu So ganu dol boshiko yara bataya di gumanu bataya di gumanu Ihaye la nai la nai lai nai la nai la nai la Thank you.
That's a jazz standard played on an electrified kora. And I honestly have to say this is the first time I'd ever heard that West African harp amplified to the point of distortion. The kora player in this case, a member of the Manding people of the Gambia, his name Dauda Jobarte. He comes from a long line of Manding musicians, going as far back as his grandfather. We heard a track from his album I Met Her by the River, combining Manding tradition with modern jazz. Dauda now resides in Copenhagen, Denmark, and several Danish jazz musicians, or jazz musicians from other parts of the world traveling through Copenhagen, had the honor of participating in the making of this project. We heard Afro Blue. Before that, music performed on the Chitrali sitar of northern Pakistan, sounding nothing at all like the Indian sitar. A track from the album Hindukush, traditional Chitrali sitar music from northern Pakistan. Music recorded by Martino Nicoletti. The performers on Chitrali sitar, Shams Udin, with vocalist Ijaz Ali. We heard Vufo Sabako Gane Masari. And we began the set and also the hour with music from Son del Nene, fronted by Cuban son singer El Nene. A track from the album Mi Deseo. It was Son a Yemaya. More Latin sounds to kick off this set of sounds from the Global Village as we turn to the compilation Putumayo Presents Brazilian Beat, combining modern breakbeats with the retro sounds of samba and bossa nova. This is a track from Tita Lima. It's called A Conta do Samba.
Que é o quê?
Oi? Diz aí, rapaz. Thank you.
وفيكم أولاد وفيكم أولاد
Thank you. دن بله بی فرار دل بیه این نرگیر از آین دیارنده هیلا پاپر ویانده سال هل وند پیل پان
با
That's a collective of female singers from Bulgaria called Mystery of the Bulgarian Voices. In 1986, they recorded an album for the English 4AD label. At that time, one of the biggest names on 4AD's roster was Dead Can Dance, featuring Brendan Perry and Lisa Gerard. Lisa Gerard made several appearances on this release, including the track we heard, Pora Sotunda. In 2018, Prophecy Productions reissued this classic album, the album Buhimish from Mystery of the Bulgarian Voices. Before that, music from Inov Nawa, a collective from New York City featuring members of the Moroccan immigrant community there, more specifically, members of the Nawa community. The Nawa are the black Africans who reside in western Morocco, descendants of slaves brought to the region centuries ago from present-day Mali and Mauritania. The Nawa are known for their hypnotic ritual music, often called the Moroccan blues. Inov Nawa, the brainchild of Moroccan expat Samir Langus, featuring the talents of vocalist Hassan Ben Jaffer. We listen to a track from their 2016 release, self-titled Inov Nawa, released on Remix Culture, a medley of two pieces. They were Fulani Hizira and Suye from Inov Nawa. And we began the set with Tita Lima and some music combining modern dance grooves with classic bossa nova and samba sounds of Brazil. We heard A Conta do Samba from Putumayo Presents Brazilian Beat. You are listening to Sounds from the Global Village, a musical trip around the world. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with Sounds from the Global Village, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. That's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And you can find much more info about the show by visiting our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. There you can view program playlists and also enjoy streaming audio of this and other Global Village programs. If you want the playlist or audio for this episode, please look for program number 1812. We'll begin our final set of the hour with more music sung in Portuguese as we turn to Tito Pérez, a singer originally from Cape Verde, who now resides in Portugal. This is a track from the album Lusáfrica, 30th Anniversary, a 2018 compilation marking the 30th anniversary of the founding of the Lusáfrica label. Lusáfrica, originally founded to promote the music of Cape Verde to the rest of the world. Today, they also feature musicians from other parts of Africa and beyond. As I said, we'll listen to Tito Pérez and the Brujas remix of Preto a Mi.
Também contou minha dor.
doña por un pasar. Prende mi, cambia con tu piña dor, doña por un te pasar.
Sabor tropical diferente.
That's an instrumental ensemble from Costa Rica called Compañía Folclórica Matambu, a track from their album Music of Costa Rica, released on the British ARC label. The track Sarchi, featuring the marimba quite prominently. Another instrumental before that, a fiddle tune from Wales, performed by the duo of Bob Evans and Gareth Whelan. From The Rough Guide to the Music of Wales, an early compilation in the Rough Guide series from the World Music Network, also based in the UK. As a result, I'm afraid this album is long out of print, as are most of the early Rough Guide albums, but they're all well worth tracking down if you can find them. This album is a nice overview of traditional and contemporary Welsh music. As I said, a fiddle tune from Wales. It was Arthigan Pibith Cochthri Ahuachmurunad Eheluur. And we began our final set of the hour with Tito Peris, hailing from Cape Verde, now residing in Portugal, the Brujas remix of Bretoemi from the album Lusafrica, 30th anniversary, marking the 30th anniversary of the founding of the Lusafrica label. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Once again, if you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. It's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Please feel free to submit your questions, comments, and suggestions for the program. And the blog and website, where you can find playlists and streaming audio, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This has been program number 1812. Please join me again when you can for another musical trip around the world. Sounds from the Global Village is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.